Thousands of people are gathering this week in New Bedford, Massachusetts, for the Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. It's a century-old Catholic festival with roots in Portugal, and for the first time, women can fully participate. For member station WCAI, Jeanette Barnes has the story.
I'm 87. It's hard to believe that we finally got in, that we've been waiting this for many years.
This is Maria Peixoto. She says she never thought she'd live to see this day.
But we're here, and we're here to stay.
Peixoto's father was one of four men from Portugal's Madeira Islands who founded this feast. But this is the first year she was eligible to join the committee that runs it. Maria's granddaughter, Jenna Peixoto, is one of seven women who pressured men to open the Madeiran Club to women.
We're so excited. You know, my sister's on the committee, my cousins, my aunt, my grandmother. It's different. We're seeing the feast through a new light, that we're able to actually be a part of the planning.
The club that runs the festival held a vote to allow women to join the club last fall. It failed. After that, a group of seven women threatened a lawsuit if they continued to be excluded. In April, supporters finally got the 75% majority of men's votes they needed. Jane Gonsalves is a former New Bedford city councilor who was pushing for the inclusion of women.
That day, as the members left the meeting, there were a lot of members that didn't talk to us on the way out, didn't congratulate us, didn't look at us, anything.
Gonsalves says a loss in court or a settlement would have cost the club money and possibly its nonprofit status. So the men ended up with little choice. John Alves is a member of the club.
Women were not included because, unfortunately, it had been that long tradition from 108 years ago. There were other organizations that just had a history of having separate groups.
Alves says it was long past time to let women in, and the club is already benefiting from their expertise.
While on the outside, we look like an old feast, you know, frying linguiça, putting the money in the cigar box. We're not. You know, this is serious business.
The feast binds generations of family together in a celebration of their proud Madeiran heritage and the larger Portuguese culture. The younger generations return from all over the country to see old friends, hear the music, and taste foods they may only get here. Jenna Peixoto says for her, this moment is the culmination of generations of waiting.
But very incredible to just feel the connection to my great-grandfather while I stand next to my grandmother. So just feeling very loved and very connected to my heritage right now.
Jenna's grandmother, Maria, agrees. This year's Feast of the Blessed Sacrament is different.
Oh, I'm so happy. I talk about it, I get goosebumps. And my granddaughter kept saying, when is our turn? We finally got our turn.
For NPR News, I'm Jeanette Barnes in New Bedford.